in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Union of Teachers complains over not being consulted about the announced tentative common entrance exam date and want the date pushed back. Relatives and friends still in shock as investigations continue concerning a young man found dead at his home last night in circumstances that are still unsure. The two Nichols murder accused appear in court and are remanded. Barbadians rushing to get their new Trident ID cards before the old ones expire at month end. An NCC road cleanup crew complains about not being paid. And after an order from the central bank, a local commercial bank halts fees for electronic money transfers and promises to repay customers already charged. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, says it has not been informed of a planned meeting on the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam and want the exam pushed back to a later date. Starcom Network News understands that during a town hall meeting last night, May 7th was announced as the tentative date of what could be the final common entrance exam. President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, says teachers are calling for the exam to be held in June, as students from several schools were affected by environmental issues and other challenges.
We were not informed or consulted on the date. Nevertheless, the majority of Class 4 teachers who were consulted by the Barbados Union of Teachers had indicated a preference for an early June date to allow students to get additional instruction. Given the date has been set, I am confident that teachers will continue to prepare their students for the examination, which may be the last. But a lot of schools were affected by issues, some environmental, some other issues. The additional time would allow for teachers to reinforce concepts and to deliver instruction to better improve the outcome of the examination for those students who would want the additional time.
The BUT President, Rudy Lovell. The two men charged for the murder of 28-year-old Mitchell Nichols have been remanded to Dodds Prison until February the 7th. More on this report from our Venado Corbin.
The two men are 20-year-old Victor Hoyt of Exchange Hill, St. Michael, and 26-year-old Devere Gittings of 2nd Avenue, Bibby's Lane, St. Michael. They were jointly charged for the murder of Mitchell Nichols sometime between December 23rd and 25th and arson to a car belonging to Nichols Bakery on December 24th. The two men showed no emotion as they were escorted into District A Court No. 2 today, where they appeared before Magistrate Manila Rene. They will appear in the District D Court on January 17th on arson charges. Bernardo Corbin, Starcom Network News.
The circumstances surrounding the death of a young man last night at Pio Bay Spring Garden remain uncertain. Starcom Network News understands the young man, a father of two, who is well known in the area as Rat Rat, was found motionless on his bed when Starcom Network News visited the area this morning. Residents expressed shock over the young man's sudden passing. One resident said family members found him motionless just around 7 p.m.
Apparently, the only way that they did maybe about one. The level 7 evening time, got 7 evening time. Level 7 dark area. Going on to 8 and thing. But possibility must be with the old dead before, because now I mean the boy don't be really only here. He better to be down here. He better his work. He might have here now from overseas. So he might have don't be there. He might have come up in the morning. She be there and then she's left and whatever. So like, they come back and find me in the house laying on the bed day. The boy don't know nothing else. So we got to wait now for y'all talk to you here. Where is that really happening?
Another resident recounted his last moments with the young man.
He's a good youth. He's a progressive little youth, for sure. The last time he see was today as well. Wednesday, see Tuesday, passed here, he was there, and he was there in the long chair laying on playing with the phone. So he tell him, I get in the hill, man. So he tell me later on, he going to work. So I know after that time, the man was in there. Because the mother left and went out. And then this morning, kind of my uncle tell me that my friend died. I said, for sure? Yeah, boy. So I don't know.
A resident of Pile Bay Spring Garden, this is The Latest. Almost 200,000 people have collected their Trident ID cards as the month-end deadline for the expiration of the old national identification card approaches. Manager of Information Systems of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Kenroy Roach, tells Starcom Network News most of those registered have collected.
The exact numbers as of January 10, 2024, we have 237,270 persons have registered, and we have approximately 197,800 have collected their cards. And that number, again, is a conservative estimate because we're still updating the system with the incapacitated.
He said the number of people registering for Trident ID cards has doubled.
There from the last week in December, there's definitely been an uptick in the number of persons showing up to register. And we've also, to accommodate that, we've almost doubled the amount of persons performing the registrations on our first floor. And we've had some long lines, which we have accommodated by putting up some tents to provide some shade from the elements and some additional staff managing the inquiries and the vetting process so persons don't wait 1 hour, 2 hours and then discover they don't have the necessary requirements to perform the registration. So at this point, between if we compare the beginning of December to this equivalent point in January, we're almost doubling the number of registrations per day.
Manager of Information Systems of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Kenroy Roach. A group of contract workers employed by the National Conservation Commission, NCC, to clean highways is complaining about not being paid. A group of about a dozen other workers gathered at the NCC headquarters this morning claiming they were to be paid per meter, but now they're being told they will be paid per day. They also claim their owed money dating back to 2021. They contacted Starcom Network News. We have disguised their voices. However, the NCC General Manager, Ryan Alves, insists it's a straightforward matter. The work for which they're demanding pay was not done, and they won't be paid for work they did not do. Royal Bank RBC has promised to stop charging customers for electronic transfer of funds to other financial institutions and to repay those customers who were charged. The Central Bank of Barbados had ordered a stop to the practice. And in a statement today announced that following discussions with RBC, the commercial bank confirmed that effective January 12th, this coming Friday, it will no longer charge its customers for transactions they make using the automatic clearinghouse, including through the real-time payment system. And Ecuador's president has ordered that criminal gangs be neutralized after days of violence culminated in an attack on a television studio. Our top stories. The Barbados Union of Teachers complains over not being consulted about the announced tentative common entrance exam date and wants the date pushed back. Relatives and friends still in shock as investigations continue concerning a young man found dead at his home last night at Pile Bay Spring Garden. The two Nichols murder accused appear in court and are remanded. Barbadians rushing to get their new Trident ID cards before the old ones expire at month end. After an order from the central bank, a local commercial bank halts fees for electronic money transfers and promises to repay customers already charged. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.